Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. The Joshua Tree Post Office was the victim of a break-in over the weekend. The post office, located on 29 Palms Highway at the intersection of Halley Road, was closed yesterday morning due to what signs on the front door described as a break-in and vandalism. Postal equipment was scattered throughout the vacant land behind the post office. County sheriff's deputies and an agent from the U.S. Postal Inspection Service were at the facility yesterday. The sheriff's Morongo Basin Station said that they were assisting the postal inspector with evidence gathering. The Landers Post Office and the Pioneertown Post Office were both victims of burglaries over the weekend of February 5th. The Morongo Valley Post Office was the victim of a burglary on December 12th. It is currently unknown if these burglaries are related. As of February 12th, the investigations into the previous break-ins were considered to be ongoing and are being treated as a priority by the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. Z1077 has reached out to the U.S. Postal Inspection Service for more information on yesterday's break-in and whether this incident is related to the previous post office break-ins that have occurred in our area. We will update this story as we learn more. Anyone missing any mail can report it to the United States Postal Investigator at 1-877-876-2455. A small fire in downtown Joshua Tree yesterday morning led to one arrest. The small structure fire started just before 6 a.m. near the intersection of Commercial Street and Sunset Road, a block north of 29 Palms Highway and next to the Joshua Tree Brewery. Officials with San Bernardino County Fire said that the fire started in a small residential structure occupied by two transients. The structure was empty at the time of the fire. Three engines, one squad, and one battalion chief responded to the fire, and it was extinguished within 60 minutes. There were no injuries to civilians or firefighters. County fire officials said that the fire is currently being investigated as suspicious, and one person was detained and taken into custody at the scene. Z1077 will update this story as we learn more about the arrest. Today is Election Day. If you haven't mailed in or dropped off your ballot, polling places throughout the Morongo Basin will open today at 7 a.m. and remain open until 8 p.m. Though national outlets are focusing on today's presidential primary vote, a number of local candidates and initiatives will be on the ballot today. Check out our website, Z1077FM.com, for our comprehensive coverage of the issues being decided on in today's election, including Gary Dinho's guide to candidates and extensive looks at Measure W from Mike Lipsitz and Robert Hayden. To find your local polling place and to learn more about voting today, visit the San Bernardino County Registrar's website at elections.sbcounty.gov. The Yucca Valley Town Council meets this evening to discuss all things budget, mosquitoes, and public art. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details on tonight's meeting.
Budget is on the mind for tonight's Yucca Valley Town Council meeting. The Slurry Cape Seal Project and the California Welcome Center have bidding on the docket, and the council will be advised to reject current bids for the Old Town Beautification Project, opening the door for a new round of bidding. The town council will review a memorandum of understanding with the County of San Bernardino Department of Public Health to expand vector control services within Yucca Valley. Vector control is the method to limit the spread of animals or insects that transmit disease, such as mosquitoes, fleas, rodents, or other pests. The increase of mosquitoes in the Morongo Basin over the past several years has resulted in greater community interest in these services. If approved, the county will provide monitoring, testing, and educational services on vector control within the town. The Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Commission will also submit their recommendations for the Utility Box Program to the Town Council. This initiative of the Public Arts Program will cover 6 Yucca Valley Utility Boxes with art by local artists. The art installation is scheduled to begin later this month. The Town Council meeting is open to the public and will be held tonight at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. I'm Adeline J. Wells, reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
The 29 Palms Planning Commission meeting scheduled for this afternoon has been canceled. No reason for the cancellation was provided. The 29 Palms Planning Commission will meet again in regular session on Tuesday, March 15th at 5 p.m. Morongo Basin High School seniors have an opportunity to nab one of 3 scholarships being offered up by the Morongo Basin Conservation Association. Picking it up from here is online news editor Robert Hayden.
If you're a graduating Morongo Basin High School senior and plan on continuing your higher education in a major that can impact environmental conservation, you'll want to pay attention. The Morongo Basin Conservation Association, or MBCA, will be awarding three $1,000 scholarships for students who have a strong interest in environmental and conservation issues, especially in majors that involve technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. The MBCA says that one of three scholarships will be awarded to an arts major in memory of local artist and conservationist Steve Riemann, who passed away last year. Students interested in applying for a scholarship must have at least a 2.5 GPA and must submit an application which includes an essay demonstrating how environmental conservation relates to their educational and career goals. Students must also submit at least two current letters of recommendation. One must be from a teacher, and the second may be from a teacher, counselor, school administrator, employer, coach, or community leader. Applications must be received by 11:59 on Sunday, April 7th, and we'll have links to the application along with more information on the nonprofit MBCA that's on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
And finally, on last Friday's Up Close show, host Gary Dineau sat down to discuss emergency services with Craig Bell, the operations chief of Morongo Basin Ambulance. Rejoining us is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more on their work in the Morongo Basin.
Founded by seven volunteers in 1948, Morongo Basin Ambulance is a non-tax-based, non-profit corporation that provides emergency ambulance services to the high desert. While based in Joshua Tree, their service area has grown to cover multiple communities spread throughout the Morongo Basin.
We cover all the way out to Amboy, Johnson Valley. We cover down into the Morongo Valley, 29 Palms, Joshua Tree, and all kind of all the surrounding areas. The only place that we don't cover in the Morongo Basin as a whole would be in the inner city limits of Yucca Valley.
Despite not covering the town of Yucca Valley directly, close work with the San Bernardino County Fire Department ensures that the whole of the high desert receives quality emergency care.
When emergencies happen, they're unexpected, right? So it's not always that county or us may have all of our resources available or enough resources to handle, say, a major incident or things like that. So we do have mutual aid agreements in place to where if we are overwhelmed, that they'll step in and help us. And if they're overwhelmed, then we'll step in and help them.
Morongo Basin Ambulance has a coverage area of over 2,700 square miles, which they serve 24/7 with the use of four advanced life support ambulances. You can listen to Gary's full conversation with Craig Bell by downloading the Up Close show as a podcast. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.